On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, everybody, it is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. It is Middays with Thunder. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Tommy works here as well. Mason, I don't know, is he on his way to Colorado? He didn't tell us exactly when his travel
plans are. He's going to send in picks, he said, too.
Okay. Yeah, I think he actually is speaking tonight, maybe.
Does he get penalized if he doesn't send picks in by the time? I feel like we got to take half your points if you're just right.
That is
picking whatever. What do you think this is, man? We got an operation we do on Thursdays here.
I think
conversation gets interesting. If the show wasn't named after him,
right, then we definitely would penalize him for sure. But we will figure out our weekly picks as we get to that, and Mason will get his picks in some way or another. Basically, kind of like how Doug Gottlieb is getting his UW Green Bay team to the Paradise Jam with all the travel issues they were having. That's how Mason's going to get his picks. He'll like find a Western Union telegram and telegram them into us. And Tommy doesn't even know what that means. That's okay.
I've heard of a telegram.
All right, relax.
I'm sorry I wasn't born before there were 50 states,
yeah,
Mitch Nellis.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
You are sorry.
You are sorry. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, Middays with Thunder. It's Thunder and Tommy, our very good friend from Acme Packing Company. He is Dusty Evely. Dusty, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. Tommy, if I would have known you were in a Tigers hat, man, I probably would have joined you in the parade here, but I'm going to leave you hanging solo.
Yeah, I got this hat for a Magnum PI costume, and now I love it. Like, it's a great hat. It's very versatile. It's one of the best logos in the game. But
it is a good one.
I get asked every time I wear this hat, like, oh, Tigers fan? And I'm like, no, I'm Magnum PI guy. And then if I talk to someone my age, they're like, what the hell are you talking about? If I talk to someone Mitch Nellis's age, they're like, this guy gets
it. Oh, Magnum PI, man. Yeah. That was Tom Selleck, Hawaii.
Yeah. You got to wear the Hawaiian shirt if you're going to wear the hat. That's got to pair it.
Dusty, brother, have you ever done the Magnum PI with your Tigers hat? Have you ever just done the mustache?
I probably should have. I tried a mustache once. It didn't take.
It's because you weren't wearing the Tigers hat.
She said, get rid of that thing immediately. Well, I can't do the Selleck thing, man. Only he can pull that off.
So I did a mustache, I think, once, and Mrs. Thunder just like looked at me, said no, and turned around and walked the other
That's
way.
That's how mine went as well. That is exactly how mine went.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking some time and jumping on the show. I know there's a lot to get to with our Green Bay Packers. I want to get to a bunch of the stuff you've done recently with breaking down some of that film, and I know you did some studies about how much the Jordan Love was in shotgun last week and what they need to do against the Vikings. But I want to start where everybody loves to start. The most exciting thing about our Green Bay Packers this season, what the hell are they doing still with two kickers on the roster? What are we doing here?
I mean, obviously they don't want to let go of one of them, like, because McManus is injured. You don't want to, like, if you're just kind of like on that, you don't want to be on the on that middle merry-go-round, the kicker merry-go-round, if they feel like they got something to Haversick. Like, part of me understands that. I also think if they had someone else to fill that spot with, you would just punt that dude to the curb. But however, yeah, like, but it seems like you could probably find a guy, a special teams guy or something, that you could do that with. So
yeah,
they clearly don't feel good about McManus, but like, all right, man, well, like, get rid of McManus or get rid of Haversick. Haversick, like, he's got a shotgun leg for good and bad, I think. So it feels like you could find a guy like that. I understand not wanting to get, like, stuck in purgatory, but it seems crazy. This is, we're on 4 weeks now, four or five weeks at this point of carrying two. That's yeah, pretty wild.
It is absolutely wild to carry that many on your active roster, even if one is inactive on Sunday. All right, that's enough. And I don't know if you listened to LaFleur today, but like, you could mm-hmm. hear in his voice that he is like done with this question.
So over it.
He's yeah, so over it. Like, he knows he has to answer it. You know, he said that. He said at the end of it, he said, we have two guys we believe in. Well, if you have two guys you believe in, that means you believe in both of them. If you believe yeah, in both of them, you can get rid of one of them because you believe in them.
God, he wants Malik Willis to kick field goals so bad. He just, you can tell. Yeah, he just, it's all in on what Matt LaFleur wants.
There was amazing years ago. Do you remember when Ndamukong Suh kicked
extra points in Detroit? Absolutely.
Brother, what could Devontae Wyatt do? I'm just saying. Let's fire this up.
Don't show like him it, the Ocho Cinco tape for Bo Melton either. Like, yeah, again, another yeah, one that just, you could see that happening.
Just wants to kick. I don't know whether to go running back or wide receiver. I want to start on the offensive side of the ball. Everyone not named Malik Heath at the wide receiver position on the injury report. And obviously yeah, Josh Jacobs, we know, is banged up. And Emmanuel Wilson is ready to step in, although I know that they were going to warm Josh Jacobs up today and see yeah, how that looked. Big picture offense, how much of an excuse can we make with the injuries, and how much, like, whether they're on their injury report on a Wednesday, how much does that translate into what they can actually do on Sunday?
I mean, I think it depends. At some point, I mean, everyone this time of the year is somewhat banged up. Like, Watson being on there, like, I think Watson's just, like, that's residual. Like, no issues there. Wicks has had some issues. Like, it becomes an issue when you run out of bodies, which you could argue if you've got Bo Melton out there, not in the wide receiver room, but out there running routes, like, then you're starting to run out of bodies. But, like, man, you run out of bodies everywhere. Kraft is down. They brought up Wiley. Wiley did some stuff at the tight end position. You got Fitzpatrick. Like, Musgrave can't do anything at this point. Like, in terms of, like, what they're asking him to do, I still think he could be a useful piece. But in terms of the wide receivers, like, buddy, you got to trot out who you got out there. So you can make excuses. You can always make excuses. But if guys are out there, you want them to perform at a level that, like, you feel good about them being out there. This week, you want them in practice. It's a tough defense. Like, everyone's got to kind of be – everyone's got to be on it. Everyone's got to know what's going on this week more than any other week, I think, against this Vikings team. And if you're not practicing, that's an issue. But, like, I don't know, we'll see how it plays out. I'm not going to pre-make excuses. If you start running out of bodies, that becomes an issue. And right now, I don't feel like we're there yet, but we probably get there pretty quickly. I was looking at this last night, and I was like, I don't feel great about it, man.
Yeah. And then what about the running back position? I think Tommy and I are on the record of saying, like, if you need Manny Wilson to be the man for a week or two, we feel pretty okay about that. Like, he's proven that he can play, but obviously you want a healthy Josh Jacobs for the home stretch.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, Wilson's fine. I think he's shown he can be fine. This week, I am all in on Chris Brooks, man. Mm-hmm. And that's just because I don't think it's that much of a downgrade in terms of the runner. He's a little bit more of a masher, like a bigger dude, but he's better in pass pro than anyone else on the roster.
Yeah.
And if you're going up against a Viking team that like to blitz, that like to be unpredictable, I would prefer, all right, man, we're going to average 3.4 yards a carry instead of 3.7, but we know we're going to be nails in pass pro. I'd rather go Chris Brooks. Honestly, I'd rather go more Chris Brooks than Josh Jacobs. We know Josh Jacobs is a little banged up, but even if he's healthier than we think, I might lean a little heavier into Chris Brooks. Because it's like, the one thing we need to do this game, you got to pass pro. And Chris Brooks gives you the best chance to do that. Tight ends have been a little iffy. I think that's your best path forward.
Yeah, and Chris Brooks is predominantly brought in those passing situations. That's been something that Matt LaFleur has been very vocal about, how great he is in pass pro as a running back for Jordan Love and for the Green Bay Packers. Well, this is now a week where he's going to face a Brian Flores defense where it's going to be a ton of blitzing. You know how it always is. They're a little banged up, and even with the blitz packages they tend to bring, they haven't gotten to the quarterback all that often. But Dusty, yeah, the Packers offensive line kind of stinks to where we thought it was going to be at this point in the season. How do you see that matchup affecting Green Bay, Jordan Love, their offense this week going up against Minnesota's front that loves to bring pressure?
I mean, they want to confuse you. I looked this up. The Vikings, since their week six bye, have blitzed 57% of the time, which, wow. Like, on one hand, like, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot. But you can also, like, bring blitzes different ways, and, like, five guys straight up is different than, you know, five guys or even four guys if you're kind of switching those guys out. I mean, that's the big thing. And part of the reason, like, I'm not super concerned is that the Packers have had issues with, like, good fronts, the guys who can bully you up front. They've not really had issues with, like, picking up games up front, the stunts, some of the blitzes. Like, they've not had a ton of issues with that against the Panthers. They had a couple free runners, and that was an issue, which is why I want Brooks back there. But in terms of, like, assignment, I've had less an issue with them of assignment and more issues with them, like, just getting bullied. So this week, if you're okay against the front, but you have issues against the blitz, I actually kind of feel okay. Listen, I may look real, real dumb Sunday afternoon, real, real dumb, but I have less issues, I think, this week because they want to cause chaos, and I think the Packers are somewhat well-suited for that. It's when you get big dudes that can push them. Like, that's when they run into real issues.
Dusty Evely joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. And Dusty, I'm guessing you've watched a little bit of J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if you've sat down and really broken him down.
It's fun.
But, you know, I think what we all hear is that, like, there are flashes of him being really good, and there are flashes of him being totally lost. What type of J.J. McCarthy do you expect to see on Sunday?
That dude, he's just frantic. He is frantic. Like, he will have, when he has the throws, he's got a better arm than I thought, and he can read out a defense, like, decently well. He runs into pressure, I don't know, man, 15 times a game, where he's got a clean pocket, and then everything looks good, and then he's got a guy open, and then he will just, like, take three steps forward and then get hit while he's throwing just because he ran into someone. And that's just been an issue with him. Like, that's been all season. So we're going to get frantic. We're going to get a couple plays. They got Addison. You know, they got Justin Jefferson. They've got skill position guys. We know they got Aaron Jones. Like, they're going to make some plays. But also, 15 times a game, he's going to run into getting hit, and he's going to throw two to three balls up. Like, that's not unique to the Packers. The Packers, I think, are in a good position, if their hands are a little better this week, to take advantage of that. But I think we're going to get the J.J. McCarthy we've seen so far, which is he's going to make some decent throws. Maybe early on we'll say, like, oh man, is this the week? And then he's just going to get frantic, and he's going to give you a couple. It's just, you got to capitalize on those when he gives them to you.
How are you feeling about the cornerback room, the defensive backs in general? A big test this week. I know Justin Jefferson been very frustrated while playing with J.J. McCarthy. I think you're looking at a 40-yard difference in his average of what he has with anyone else at quarterback versus what he's putting up with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback. But Jordan Addison, obviously a great number two, and Jalen Naylor really emerging this season for Minnesota as well. Is this the toughest task so far for the cornerback room that Green Bay is rocking out there with? And is it going to be something that could really be a bad matchup in general for Green Bay?
Like, on paper, yeah, I think so, just because the talent's there. But Jefferson's been getting a little more disinterested as the season's gone on. And again, it's just J.J. McCarthy sailing stuff. Like, if you're just looking at, like, the talent on paper, yeah, it's a tough matchup. But we also got, it's Carrington Valentine out there playing really, really well. Again, if his hands weren't made of rocks, then we talk about him a little differently than we have been. But he's got, if you talk about two guys on the outside that have the mentality of cornerbacks you want to go up against these receivers, it's Nixon and Valentine, who just will talk. Who just will, like, it doesn't matter what happens, they're getting up for the next rep. They're going to jam you. They're going to hit you. They're going to be physical, and they're going to talk. And if McCarthy starts sailing a couple and Valentine's just jawing at Jefferson, I don't think this goes well for the Vikings. So, I mean, on paper, it looks like a mismatch just with McCarthy pulling the trigger and the way I think Valentine's playing and the way Nixon can have those high-level plays. Again, they're going to give up some. Like, that's just the nature of the beast. They're going to give up some. But I don't think they're going to get torched in this game.
We've talked so much, you know, the five of the last seven games are in division, and the other two are against Baltimore and Denver, which should be two big tests. This starts that kind of gauntlet in the NFC North, but the Vikings aren't exactly the Vikings. Big picture-wise, as we look at the last seven games, coming off a week, you know, last week it was all, do you blame Love or do you blame LaFleur for, you know, scoring negative 18 points against the Eagles or whatever they did. But big picture-wise, how do you see this, the rest of this inconsistent Packers team that has consistently played to its opponent, how do you see them developing over the last 2 months of the season as they do try to make a playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, this game and this one, I'm very curious about the North stuff. I mean, the Vikings, we'll see what they do against the Vikings. I have a good feeling about this one. The Lions have been a little inconsistent. The Bears game will be a big one just because that run game is pretty good, and that's where the Packers have struggled. I think the Packers are well set. I mean, really more than the offense. I think I have more faith in the offense than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If you look at like what the defense has done, what the defense has given up in terms of like modern defense, you don't want to give up explosives. You want to slow play it stuff. Dude, the Giants had 68 plays this past week. The Packers had 51 on offense. Like, that's it's tough to get in a rhythm. It's if you go 3 and out, if you go 4 and out at a certain point, like, you've lost one. And then if they're just churning down 14 play drives, like, you're shortening the game, and that's tough. So I am curious to see going forward. The big thing for me, can they take this? Can they elevate to the next level? Not only as like a team that, like, you know, obviously like storms in the playoffs, but can maybe do something in the playoffs as well. What does this defense do? Can you get those takeaways? The takeaways been coming a little bit more. Can you just not give up, you know, 4 yards on 3rd and 6 and then a 4th down? Like, can you tighten up? I think the defense as a whole has been well coached, but there's been a lack of aggression in some of that stuff that we kind of saw earlier in the season. Can they get back to that where they're not just, we're going to sit back in zone, we're going to give you what you give you, we're going to rally and tackle, because one blown tackle or a couple 4th down conversions and suddenly, like, the offense has to play catch up when the offense should not be having to play catch up. So that's the biggest thing for me. I have faith in the offense. I think the offense is going to be fine. I think the offense has been fine. It's the defense for me, not playing a little more aggressive, a little less, I don't want to say passive, because I don't think that's what they've been, but they have been kind of giving up a little more than you would hope, thinking like, well, they need to be perfect all the way down, and then defenses or offenses have been kind of perfect all the way down. We saw it this past week, right? Yeah. Like Jameis got sacked on the 4th down. Like that, you are, the defense is doing what you're needing to get to do. It's just you're giving up too much time on that. Like, just kills them sometimes.
Agreed.
Is a return of Lucas Van Ness that easy of a solution? Because there is two defenses, it feels like, this year with Green Bay. It's when Van Ness was a part of it and when Van Ness was not a part of it. And I never thought I would develop that take from the hatred I felt like I was spewing about Lucas Van Ness. But I also tried to warm up to Rashawn Gary this year, and now he's MIA as well, Dusty. So is Lucas Van Ness that important to the defense right now to have him come in as a rotational piece or cheat a package whenever they bring that apart? Is that someone that, if he's ready to go and maybe possibly back this week or in a week or two down the line, like, could that be someone that it's as easy as getting him put back into his place on this defense to really start to see something again out of Green Bay?
Yeah, I think it could be. I mean, that is, you've missed that rotation on the line. I do think, you know, some of the interior too. Interior has been a little thin, and I don't think Dwyatt's 100% healthy either. And so I think that's killed them a little bit. But you do, hopefully, I mean, LVN and then Gary, and then Enigbari's been good this year, but like, he's a little limited as a player. If you're kind of subbing LVN into some of the Enigbari stuff, and then maybe you get Gary a little more rest, or Enigbari, like, however you want to mix that with. If LVN's playing like he was earlier in the season, which I don't think he was a game wrecker, but he's a difference maker on that line, I do think that helps. And then if Wyatt can get a little healthier, I think that helps as well. It's just that interior has just not been quite as good as you kind of hoped, with like all the preseason stuff, like Stackhouse, and they bring Brinson out and all that. Like, they've just, it wouldn't, has been good, but Brooks has been pushed around a little bit. Like, the interior has not been great, but hopefully LVN does help shore some of that stuff up.
Well, and talking, staying on the defense, and kind of combining your last two answers about the takeaways, does LVN make any difference when it comes, like, do they just need to hold on to interceptions, or is there something? I mean, I'm looking at total takeaways in the league, and the Packers are tied for 4th worst. They're tied with the Cowboys, 8 takeaways for the entire season. The Giants and the Commanders have 6 takeaways. The Jets, by the way, have 1 takeaway all season long.
With a defensive head coach,
by the way. That's insane. But is it just like, I know there's a randomness to it. You know, you force a fumble, who recovers the fumble? A ball gets popped in the air, who does it get popped to? It's an oblong ball. It's not a circular ball. It's going to bounce weird sometimes. But is this something that could even out over the last 7 games with a team that does seem to have all the intangibles to get more takeovers? Does it become more tangible in the last 7 weeks?
You would hope, and again, some of that does come down to, I think, some of the way they play defense. I mean, they will do a lot of games up front, but the back end a lot is sit back, they fan those linebackers out, they play some spot drop, you're getting eyes on the quarterback, you're getting some of that stuff. But if you're getting the ball out quickly, the chances for interceptions just aren't there. If you're pressing a little bit more, if you press guys at the line, you're bringing pressure up front, if you're forcing those guys, brother, granted, Jameis Winston should have thrown 4 interceptions.
Yes.
But if you're not forcing guys to throw 15 yards down the field multiple times a game, those interception chances, like, those aren't there. We saw what McKinney did last year. the chances haven't been there this year. Like, it's very rarely have they gone downfield. And so if you can kind of tighten up and then you're forcing them to push the ball a little bit more, I think that helps. Again, the fumble stuff is always going to be a little wonky. They've been ripping at the ball. It hasn't been coming. Even you mentioned the turnover stuff. Like, one of them was this past game, was the last play of the game when they strip sacked Jameis Winston when he's trying to chuck a ball 70 yards or whatever it was. Like, that one barely counts. Like, it counts right. And that they close it out. That's like not an in-game thing. You're and right. So I do think and that's where I'm like, some of the passive stuff for the linebacker, some of the way they're kind of playing that kind of zone up front, if they tighten that stuff up and you're forcing them to execute a little further down the field, especially in this game against JJ McCarthy, I think those chances come. It's just the way they've been playing. It's, we want you to be perfect. If teams are taking 5 to 7 yards a pop, those chances just aren't there. And I feel like interceptions, you can count on a little bit more for this team than fumbles. And they're just not there if you're forcing them to just like, all right, we'll give you, if it's going to give you an 8 out of 3 yards, like, you're not going to get a lot of interception opportunities.
Dusty Evely, Acme Packing Company. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely. Okay, I'll spin it to a little bit of a positive tone to this conversation. Christian Watson, I mean, could you look any better right now to the return from the ACL injury? And when you lose a guy like Tucker Kraft, who is the obvious number one option and the guy that this offense wants to rely on, Christian Watson seems like the only guy willing to take on the challenge of at least trying to rebuild trust for a number one option with Jordan Love. What have you seen from his game that really stands out to you right now? And can he develop into that guy that's going to be a massive part of the success of this Packers team in 2025?
Man, I hope so, man. Dude's just an absolute monster. Like, and not just as a receiver, the speed. I mean, both of those touchdown catches were just the straw. Like, dude's trying to rip the ball out of his hands and was not letting go. Like, just absolute insane. You've got some of that. He's great as a blocker. You've had a whole lot of, like, the insert block stuff where, like, mm-hmm. he motions down between the tight end and the end of the line there, and then he'll release through there because you'll block stuff out of there. He'll release through there. They've been getting him on some of that stuff. So you've got, like, the versatility because you have to respect him as a blocker because he's so good there. And the biggest thing for me, I mean, we saw it in this game. I think we're going to see it going forward. And then next season as well, I looked at a bunch of, like, the best red zone scoring teams over the past couple of years. And there's a lot of things that go into it. You can scheme that stuff up. The biggest stuff, like, the three main ingredients you need a good running game, or you need like a freak wide receiver, or you need a quarterback who is an elite scrambler. Packers didn't really have that this year. And now Watson, they've got like that freak wide receiver who, like, oh, we'll just throw it up to him. We'll throw it up to that guy. And you don't necessarily want to throw 50-50 balls there, but right. The guy can come up with it. Like, that is one of the answers. And so not just this season, but next season, like, it opens up stuff in the field. You get some shot plays, you get some explosives out of this stuff as well. If you get him on the crossers and you get Yak that way, that's great. But I think where he makes a huge difference is just the red zone. So the question with him has always been, can he stay healthy? His catch rate's been tremendous the past 2 years. Can he stay healthy? And if he can, I think there's every reason to think they extended him for a reason. Like, I think there's every reason to believe that he can be a huge piece of this offense, both scoring in the red zone and just functioning as normally. We've seen what a difference he made this year and next year. It's just, can he stay healthy? He's always been a little dinged up. He's missed time, but he's been a monster since he's been in there the past 2 or 3 years at this point.
He's been awesome to watch, no doubt about it. Dusty, let everybody know, what are you working on this week? What are you looking for this week? You know, we already talked about what you're looking forward to this weekend against the Vikings, but what are you specifically working on, and where can we find your stuff?
Yeah, find me at Acme Packing Company. I got a couple things up now. One that's a passing game, a review from the Giants game. One that is Josh Wiley. I wrote about Josh Wiley this past week. Nice. I'm working on something, hopefully be out tomorrow, that's on kind of a preview of the game, kind of looking at. One of the things I like to look at is, like, how can you generate explosives against the team coming up? And so looking at, like, the best ways to generate explosive against the Vikings team. So I'm working on that tonight. Hopefully that'll be out tomorrow. And you can find all that stuff on Acme Packing Company.
Awesome. Dusty, thank you so much for joining us. We'll definitely talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thank you so much.
You bet. Absolutely. That's Dusty Evely, Acme Packing Company. Find him at Dusty.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Evely and just Google Acme Packing Company. It's all right there. He joined us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. It is time for our weekly picks coming up here on the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. Mason has sent in his picks, Tommy. I know you were nervous, but don't be nervous.
He was probably listening. He was like, oh, right. I better
get him in. These guys are going to blah, blah, blah.
Keep the operation smooth.
Yeah. Oh, that nice. Yeah.
Snap, hold, kick, man.
I like how you think of it like so logically. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I'm Mason Crosby. These guys are going to be mean to me and blah, 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 blah. Like, all right. That's not a Mason impression, by the way.
That's pretty good.
I don't know what that was. No one does. He's Tommy Wirtz. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Middays with Thunder right here on the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.